This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Election Commission today said that West Bengal has recorded the highest ever poll participation since independence. The poll panel said in a statement that in phase one of the assembly elections, the poll participation was 93.19%. The combined poll percentage of the two phases stands at 92.47%. Previously, the highest poll participation in West Bengal was 84.72% in 2011 assembly elections. Chief Election Commissioner Ganesh Kumar, along with Election Commissioners Dr. S.S. Sandhu and Dr. Vivek Joshi, kept a close watch on the polling through live webcasting, which was ensured in 100% of the polling stations in West Bengal. Counting of votes for the assembly elections held in West Bengal, Kerala, Tamil Nadu, Assam and the Union Territory of Puducherry will be held on the 4th of next month. Voting for all 126 seats in Assam, 140 in Kerala and 30 seats in Puducherry was held on the 9th of this month. Polling for all 234 assembly constituencies in Tamil Nadu and for the first phase in West Bengal covering 152 seats across 16 districts was held on the 23rd of this month. Simultaneously, on the 4th of next month, counting will also take place for assembly by-polls for Bagalkot and Davanagere South in Karnataka, Koridang in Nagaland, Dharmanagar in Tripura, Baramati and Rahuri in Maharashtra and Umret in Gujarat. New Zealand Prime Minister Christopher Luxon has described the India-New Zealand Free Trade Agreement as a once-in-a-generation opportunity, underscoring the scale and potential of the Indian market. In a social media video message, Mr. Luxon noted that with a population of around 1.5 billion and rising income levels, India presents a vast and increasingly affluent market seeking high-quality goods and services.
India is now the most populous country on planet Earth. There are about 1.5 billion people inside the country. They're increasingly getting wealthier, and as a result, they want to consume higher quality products and services from places like New Zealand. And importantly also, it's going to become the world's third largest economy. So there's a huge opportunity for New Zealand to grow with India.
India has achieved its goal of sourcing 50% of its electricity from non-fossil fuel sources, 5 years ahead of its own target. This was stated by Union New and Renewable Energy Minister Prahlad Joshi on the sidelines of the Resilient Future Summit 2026 in New Delhi today. The minister underlined that India ranks third globally in renewable energy capacity, reflecting the country's strong commitment and rapid progress. Talking to media, Mr. Joshi informed that nearly 30% of the country's electricity is now generated from a mix of renewable sources, including wind, solar, battery storage and pumped storage.
Generation through wind, solar, battery, pump storage, all put together, it is nearly about 30%. Almost two-thirds of the demand has been met by renewable energy. That itself shows that India is capable of handling of this variability also, and our converting our installed capacity into generation and generation into transmission, that itself speaks the India success story.
The government today assured that domestic LPG supplies are continuing smoothly across the country without any disruption amid the evolving West Asia situation. Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, stated this while addressing an interministerial briefing in New Delhi today. Additional Secretary in the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Mukesh Mangal, informed that operations at all Indian ports are normal and there are no reports of congestion. At the Asian Beach Games, Indian wrestlers bagged 4 medals comprising 2 gold, a silver and a bronze at Sanya in China today, taking the country's overall tally to 6 medals. In the women's 60 kg final of beach wrestling, Pushpa Yadav beat Asian champion Shreya Menghu of China 3-0 to clinch gold. Asian medalist Priya Malik secured the country's other gold after edging Mongolia's bowler Tungalang Zurich 3-2 in the women's 70-plus kilogram final. In IPL cricket, chasing a target of 244 runs set by Mumbai Indian Sunrisers Hyderabad, was 62 for no loss in 4 overs at Wankhede Stadium, Mumbai, when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.